Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha, and today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how do you negotiate with yourself.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
This is based on a tweet. I think it was James Clear on Twitter that tweeted it, and then I retweeted it, and Steli saw it and put it on our list to talk about. So we're jumping in. We're going to talk about how you negotiate with yourself. So I think that's a very interesting concept. It's something that's like, you know, one of those things that when you read it, you're like, huh, what does that mean? How do I do that? And I think that's really where the discussion starts. So to me, it's like, negotiating with yourself is almost like, it's like usually you negotiate because there's two parties and they want different things. They're not aligned yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like in a way you could say like either it's because I'm watching too many shows right now and random things, but like there's a show called Limitless and there's also a movie called Limitless and the main character takes a pill and the pill makes him super smart. But when he does that, and pretty much when everyone takes the pill, they see a part of their psyche, whether it's somebody else they love or themselves.
Mm.
And they start talking to themselves. And literally what they're doing is they're negotiating about what to do. Because now all of a sudden they're super smart. So they need someone to talk to, apparently. But it's all in their own psyche. But it's someone to talk to negotiate what they should do.
That's interesting. I saw the movie. I've never watched the show. But
yep.
The reason I put this on the list of potential topics was that I don't retweet that many tweets. And when I saw this in my timeline, you had retweeted it, I instantly retweeted it. And then after the fact, I was like, why did I retweet this? Right? What about it was compelling? What made me want to share this more widely? And to me, I think that the biggest battles that we fight, the biggest impact we can have is mostly inward and not outward. It's like, you know, being in competition with yourself, is the negotiations we have with ourselves, is improving ourselves. I think that an incredible amount of value can be created when you see all the versions of yourself that exist, when you are observant and mindful and present to your thoughts, your feelings, your mental states, your habits. And you don't just kind of, you're not just the victim of your impulses and your thoughts and your character, but you're in negotiation with that and you're aware of it and you're molding it and forming it. I think that there's a lot of impact that can be had that way. And I think that most of us spend a significantly more time outwardly, like how do I negotiate with customers? How do I become a better negotiator with investors? Or how do I manage people effectively so they do what I want them to do? Like that's, I think, a much more attractive world, the outside world to people. But I think it's the internal world where we win or we lose and where we really have the chance to have impact. So this idea of becoming, well, first the question, when do we negotiate with ourselves? Consciously or subconsciously, and how do we get better at negotiating with ourselves? I felt like that's a super compelling question, right? So let me ask you, what are some of the things that you do when you negotiate with yourself? If you want to use that framework, when you have, let's say, an inner voice that goes, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that, or I really wanted to do this, but I'm not quite sure. When there's some kind of push and pull, when it's not crystal clear what you're going to do and you just go and do it, but there's some thinking before going on or some contemplating before going on. You know, how do you do this? How do you make yourself do things? I mean, I'll take that framework of like, how do you make yourself do things that you wanted to do, but maybe in the moment you don't feel like doing, or maybe there's another side of you that is fighting you around these things?
I mean, I think for me, it's not a very difficult task, because usually if I want to do something, I tend to think through it and figure out if it's the right thing to do. So to me, it's really about like figuring out if what I want to do is the right thing to do, or if there are better options. So I'm already kind of negotiating.
Right.
To start with, I'm negotiating. If that makes sense. It's like I'm already at the place where it's like anything I want to do, anything I'm thinking of, I'm like, well, is that the right thing to do or not? So that it's almost like everything starts with some form of a negotiation. I don't know how that is for other people, but for me, like, there's like constant negotiation about things to do. Sometimes it's even about what to say.
And then how do you, what are the, when we say, how do you negotiate with yourself? Who is the you that is negotiating with the self? Like, how do you separate? How do we even think about, maybe this is too much of a philosophical question, but I think it might be an interesting one of like, you know, realizing that we're not a single unit of existence. Our bodies, our feelings, our thoughts, our habits, our impulses, those are obviously all part of our organism and our being, but they're not always in unity and they are not always completely aligned. And we can even like, I think once I'd written about this concept of, you know, the inner voices that we carry around with us, that we all kind of carry a village inside of us. And we're not just like one character. We're multiple different characters and different types and different biases in different situations. And like paying attention to which character is currently dominating your mind and your body and your thought process. And if that character is doing things that are helping you and others, or if they, it's a destructive voice inside your head, can be super useful. So